2. Our wider work. NHS England has already taken steps to tackle the consumption and sale of unhealthy food and drink on NHS premises. We are doing this in a number of ways, outlined below. 2.1. Providing a financial incentive for NHS trusts. In 2016, NHS England linked £450 million of incentive payments via the National CQUIN, see Note 24, scheme, to improving staff health and well-being across all NHS trusts. Specifically, £150 million was linked to making 4 changes to food and drink provision. A. Banning price promotions on unhealthy food and drink. B. Banning advertisement of unhealthy food and drink. C. Removal of unhealthy food and drink from checkouts. And D. Improving affordable, healthy options for night staff. In addition to these changes, and in order to receive full payment, NHS trusts are also required to improve their offer of physical activity, weight management, mental health, and MSK support for staff. They are also expected to improve flu vaccination rates. These changes must be introduced by March 31, 2017. In 2017-2018 and 2018-2019, NHS England is also providing a further set of incentive payments to encourage additional actions by hospitals, including, see Note 25, A. Expanding the number of sugar-free drinks lines available. B. Reducing the portion size of snacks and confectionery. C. Reducing the portion size of pre-packed meals. And D. Maintaining the 4 changes made, see above, in 2016-2017.